Welcome to this subcommittee meeting with purpose is to deliberate on the candidates with the view of finally identifying the actual one in the position of the Public Service Commission. Are there any apologies? The poll is out now. Honorable Sir?
I don't know how I'm going to record it today.
I will come back to the first. You see, in terms of the agenda, item 3 is the adoption of the minutes of the previous meeting of the subcommittee. Masoya was on the apologies. Are there any apologies for today? Honorable Rousseau?
Thank you, Honorable Chair. Good morning, colleagues. Yes, we do have an apology of Honorable Maluleka. He's got another parliamentary content on power the privilege that she does in the board for another meeting. So she has apologized. Thank you very much.
Thank you. That's the only apology. We are now on item 3, consideration and adoption of the outstanding minutes of the previous subcommittee meeting. We remember the subcommittee set for 2 days, ne? That was the 2nd and 3rd. Let's start with corrections on the minutes on the 2nd of November. Any corrections on page 1? These minutes are if you want to see the actual work, you'll see it on the back page of this one pager. I'm on first page. Any corrections there? Then page 2. Any corrections on page 2?
Yes, Chairperson.
Okay, Honorable Smith.
I'm not sure whether all 2 DIs, who missed or who missed, the CFO told the number.
Honorable Sommer.
Thank you, sir. In respect of the same minutes of the 2nd, 3.2. It's just a minor, but from where I'm seated, a minor correction. I would like it, I'm suggesting, Chair, that 3.2, the committee conduct advisor, Mr. J. Ngobe, took the members through the draft outline, because it was still the draft, then after that gets adopted.
Yes.
If we can reflect as such.
Yeah.
Thank you very much.
Can I therefore ask for the move of the adoption with the corrections made of this first set? Honorable Kibi.
Thank you, Honorable Chair. I move for the adoption of the minutes of the 2nd of November.
Any second, Honorable Kibi. Honourable Smith.
Thanks, Chair. I second the move of the minister.
Let's now move quickly to the meeting of the 3rd November. Any corrections on page 1? Honourable Lesomo?
Yes, sir.
Thank you very much.
Okay, Honourable Goma.
Thank you very much, Chair. The question that I want to make on page 1 is in terms of the name. My initials are RN, not
R3. Oh, yeah. RN, Goma. Okay, thank you. Honourable Lesomo?
Thank you, Honourable Chair. I just wanted for requesting the meeting to refresh my memory in respect to 3.2. That I don't recall whereby we said we cancelled the meeting because of the by-election, but there was a view, and also the other convincing, compelling view of postponing the meeting was that members had other engagement in terms of other portfolio committees that they said in, then we would have had a challenge to the quorum, but not by election, because it would not have made sense if this committee at a national level and by elections are taking place at a local level, and then we postpone our workings in parliament just because of the by election. But it was among the discussion, but the most compelling reason was the issue that other members had other committees, noting that in that week we had to have almost 3 meetings, and it was said that they must balance other responsibilities in terms of the committees that they exist in. Thank you.
No other correction. Can I get a mover for the adoption of this set of minutes?
Yes, Chair, I move for the adoption of the minutes with corrections.
Seconded to Honourable Sibisi. Honourable Song.
I second Honourable Sibisi for to adopt the minutes. Thank you, Chair.
Then we are on item 4, which is the deliberations for the recommended candidate to be selected to serve as a commissioner for Public Service Commission. Before I allow honorable members to speak, I will invite Mr. Nwaepe to take us through the guideline process. Before that, Mr. Nwaepe is going to link to virtually.
Good morning, Chair, and good morning,
morning, Mr. Nwaepe.
Chairperson, the minutes have been adopted, and the outline for the process has been adopted by the nation. I would like to draw the attention of the members to the outline of which shall tell. I don't know whether I should start from step 3, because we have already exhausted two steps.
Yes. Start at step 3, yes.
Okay, Chief. The meeting agreed on this outline process. Of which I'll just read it, just to refresh members' mind about what that the document contains. First one, the first three, during the deliberation, members is given an opportunity to motivate for the best three candidates based on their capabilities, competencies, knowledge, and skills, and on how the individual has presented themselves. Members are also encouraged to rely then such candidate may qualify to be in the top three of candidates. And based on the three candidates, the committee will vote for the last round in terms of each member from political parties to the legislative team to motivate out of the three nominated which candidate should be recommended for the commission in the public-based commission. And if there is consensus on a particular name, the subcommittee members will not resort to the vote, but if there is a deadlock, such can be decided by a vote as a final result. No member of the subcommittee can abstain from voting and participated in that process. And there should be an agreement from the onset that where the first recommended candidate with their candidate for being recommended, the next candidate with the top three, within the top three, will be recommended to the National Assembly for partnership. So that's what happened, and just to refresh, it was just a refresher for what the meeting has agreed on this outline of the process.
Thank you, Mr. Mwepe. I will now give members to speak. Honorable Song.
I'm not going to look at you anymore, but honestly, let's appreciate the refresher. Thank you very much, Honorable Chair. Let's appreciate the refresher as a matter of principle. But before I go directly to the subject matter that you need to look at, which I would like to go as soon as possible, is that any from through your good self chair to Honorable Mr. Webb, has ever happened where for one position we recommend more than two candidates to the House? And because also we should also borrow from the President that which has been said before. I'm just taking guidance because my understanding that I've got the right also to sleep over, I think, and think about it, but I don't remember, but I'm not too sure. I'm not suggesting that we must move from that. But has ever been happened in Parliament, or was it in our new record? Thank you,
Mr. Mwepe, can you respond to that before I note other members?
Mr. Chair, and other members, there's never happened because most of the candidates that are recommended. Unless a candidate or based the results of the meeting and let that particular candidate not be the preferred candidate, that's when then the matter gets referred back to the committee. But it has never happened. But if members recall the last interview speech that is this in the LA chamber, we have made such, but we just wanted to bring this so that it can be decided, but normally even in other policies, they don't have the second candidate. They will just go with one name. So we cut that in the previous director when we are pointing to did have the second candidate, but which was, I would say, I don't know whether I would say, but that's just what I thought about, but it's upon this committee to decide whether we go with one candidate.
Okay. Honorable Soma, I take it you, before you throw whatever, you wanted to get clarity on this, and then I'm giving you the opportunity now to speak as to who do you think. Then I have noted Honorable Schreiber and Honorable Coman.
Okay.
Before the deliberations, can I say something on the subject matter? Because my hand was not for the deliberations.
Okay.
Yeah. Thank you again, Chair. What I wanted to rise on was that we need to agree on how we're going to do it. But for me, it does not cold water to recommend to. I think we should, ideally at the end of the day, we would take the list in terms of the most voted, the most suitable going down. So the names that we should recommend
should then be the most preferred. Thank you very much.
Honourable Sred. Thanks, Chair. Yes, also just before we move to the deliberations, just a point on the process that I'd like noted. I think we have to, going forward, standardise the scoring or assessments that we do in this committee, because I think this is the way we're doing it now without having a standardised scoring system where we say this candidate scores well for this but more poorly for that. I just think it leaves us open to criticism, and we are making decisions on appointments, but we're not able to say what was the criteria that we used. I need to flag the fact that one of the candidates here that got through into our shortlist was someone who works in the beverage and food industry and appears to not know much about the Public Service Commission at all. So that is a red flag. We need to look at our process in selecting people for shortlisting and when we do this assessment that we will now be doing and deliberating on. So that is a point of process I think we need to take very seriously to avoid, you know, this kind of situation from happening. Thanks, Chair.
Thank you. Honourable Soma and then Honourable Komani.
Then, Chair, after we have concluded the discussion, then I'll come back because I wanted to be the first.
Okay,
I wanted
okay.
to share that one.
Okay.
Honourable Komani. Chair, no, one second. My apologies. Let me say that in terms of what Honourable Komani says, it does make sense. And it does say that we were very alert in terms of that we were seeking one name.
Mm.
But it doesn't stop us then, outside this process. We have, as Honourable Schreiber says, that we must have our own standards that probably even Parliament might borrow on. We must discuss that one separate from this.
Yeah.
So that also we are clinical in terms of dealing with the subject matter, which then equally goes with the criteria which I said I thought is a take home issue that we must look at.
Mm.
And of course, in terms of the but I must also speak to the issue of the one of the candidates was the least qualified in terms of the standards check. It was made because of the numbering. It's not because it was intentional. I know that I had that number.
Mm.
Actually, at first I was using the number. And hence then the criteria and the approach of using the name, not the numbers, it will assist moving forward.
Mm.
So that's how, because also it's important to say that even from the media, we, in totality, all candidates that were shortlisted, hence we had 19, they were the best qualified in terms of the preset qualification that we set for all of us.
Mm-hmm.
Because we must be mindful that in terms of the Act, it's not explicit in terms of the qualification. It says fit and proper. Hence, also we deliberated in our own understanding as the subcommittee of the portfolio committee in terms of what is our understanding, legally speaking, hence we've got the legal brain from Parliament also in terms of assisting us in when we also unpack the fit and proper in our space that we operate on. And also borrowing from the public public protector interviews where they were also unpacking the fit and proper.
Mm-hmm.
But also the other areas that moving forward as take home issues that the Honourable Dr. Schreiber is raising, we must also say, do we want also to commute all what the public protector appointment and the AG's appointment, because also we must use all those ones, but fit, tailored, made fit our area of appointment that we engage on as a committee. So I thought I must just say so that also the public and ourselves will get a sense of comfort, how did we manage then the particular example that is being used that.
Yeah.
It was not intended, it's just that. Yeah, thank you very much. Then I'll wait until then I come back. Thank you very much.
Honourable Coleman.
Thank you, Chair. I just wanted to comment on what Honourable Schreiber has said. To say, I think it is well received. However, we can take it home and implement it as and when we have established the basics and the procedures.
Mm.
But for it is a good suggestion, but not for this appointment because we are already in the middle of it. Thank you very much.
Yeah, I take it, Dr. Schreiber, you were expressing it in that context.
That's right,
Thank you.
Honorable Rousson.
Thank you very much, Honorable Chair and colleagues. It gives me a great honor to be the first one, having declared my interest to be the first chair. Following the spirit of the what Mr. Weber has taken us through, but also we have already agreed in terms, even before we did our interviews, that I would love to, for now, so that probably I can come back so that I can hear other colleagues in terms of their preference. I'll deal with the first preference that I have as a candidate and motivate. And I'll request honorable members also to be patient with me, because I was taking notes, and also I typed them my speaking notes based on the on the candidate. My first preferred and my most preferred candidate is Mr. Dr. Soma Dr. Fikeni. For me, Chair, the reason thereof, he performed exceptionally excellent, not even well, from where I'm seated, in answering all questions within the limited time. And I must say, Chair, the way he speaks, he takes his time, but he was within the budgeted time that we allocated per candidate. And this gentleman, Mr. Soma Dr. Fikeni, understood what the Public Service Commission is all about, having assisted the institution with some academic work during the dialogues and workshops aimed to improve the oversight of the commission itself. And also he has, based on what also he presented during the interview, has been able to articulate functions of the commission well off by one, without also the other issue that we must be very careful on. We want somebody who's going to be brutally frank, looking at the government and its entities, and also being bold in terms of suggesting what needs to be done to the executive. He conducted his work, or he would, based on what he said, without fear, favor, or prejudice. He suggested also, I like a person who doesn't just critique you, but he does an approach of a constructive criticism, come with a solution, how best then the limitations of the individual can be overcome. He made some suggestions, which should also, one of those suggestions that he encouraged the Public Service Commission to take off is to have conduct a study trend and look at the best practices elsewhere, not only domestically, in ensuring the institution embrace technology such as the fourth industrial revolution. Most appropriately, what COVID-19 has taught us is to think outside the box. And we are backing even the private sector on that space, but the public services is where to respond to that, so that also they don't necessarily need to change their predetermined objectives or plans, but they just convert and respond to the needs and the demands of the fourth industrial revolution as it were. He also further said to the public service, advising us that he has to be used as a point of reference with the media and critically so, that we work with the Public Service Commission in popularizing it and its image so that everybody will know, but also it should be an institution of choice that everyone who wants to complain about the service that the government provides then goes to. He further said that the Public Service Commission should build a strong partnership with business, schools, investigate tenders awarded to companies who have no knowledge on a particular profession, and Public Service Commission should claim such space so that it assists the government. Hence, we've got also a challenge in service delivery where the specification of tender are not met by the service providers, because there is no capacity in government even to answer the technical space as it were, which I felt it was very appetizing and encouraging that point. And also that the public service, he also spoke about the public service, a stronger partnership with the public service, but also with the professionals, also the NSG to have a partnership with the other higher learning institutions, but also the NSG in that work in terms of training the public service must also be able to benchmark value for money for the training that they would have provided. None of the candidates spoke to that, Chair, or let alone that is close to my heart. But also the professionalization of the public service, the candidate under that way I'm sitting, Chair, very satisfactory, with practical examples in terms of what it means, but also comparing with other developing state countries as it were.
And also the other one, which I will try to refer to, the high turnover is caused by political influence. Influence or so-called, I know Dr. Stryber will use interference, but I'll say influence from where I'm sitting. But also to say that administrators, they should be very mindful on that so that they don't compromise their professionality and also the work that they are supposed to do. The rest of the chair, I would not, probably other members, they might share the same name, but also the public service commission must strategically plan so that it should also focus and reposition itself to assist all other committees, not necessarily the committee that they find themselves directly through parliament reporting to as an oversight on behalf of parliament, like how CSSA does. It goes to all other committees as it were. And it should also develop an oversight parameter indicator that will assist us whether there is any added value and a change in the lives of the people. That's the work of the Public Service Commission, which I think that thus far in this year, financially, it seems like it's working on that. So in short, Chair, from where I'm seated, I've got to consider that this candidate will not only bring the knowledge, the skills, the experience and capabilities, but it will also assist, because it will work within the team, the Public Service Commission, to its stature and integrity that it deserves in terms of the other arm of the oversight body that answers the portfolio committee and this particular committee in terms of executing its responsibility. That's my first and my most preferred candidate, Chair. The rest I'll leave for my colleagues. I'll come back because I had other more than three names, but I thought I must focus on this one. Thank you very much, Chair.
I don't see hands. I will appoint you now. I will say Dr. Schreiber and then Honorable Komani after that. And then Honorable Sleezy after Honorable Komani.
Thank you, Chair. I'll be brief. First of all, I just want to note my concern about the overall quality of the candidates we got this time around. As I mentioned, I think there are some process issues. But also, I think when you look at the requirements for the Public Service Commission, fit and proper, independent, you're looking for experience and knowledge of the public sector, you are looking for fierce independence politically and someone who has proven themselves to be a professional without getting sucked into political issues. You are looking for someone who knows the laws, so the legal noose at the very least, if not a legal background. And Chair, I think there were very few candidates who fit that description. Having said that, I do think the closest candidate is Nalini Maharaj, someone with over 20 years experience in a legal background, and at least able to combine that legal knowledge with experience serving on multiple state boards in different spheres of government. And also someone without any known, at least, political baggage towards any sort of political party or any kind of other political views. So, Chair, I think if we are looking for the independence, the impartiality, and we are looking for the fit and proper criteria, we need to consider this candidate very strongly. I assume, Chair, you don't want us to currently engage on the other candidates. For now, we are only putting forward the names.
I allow all of you as parties to just
okay.
Talk.
And then we'll discuss. Okay.
Yeah.
Chair, so
and
yes.
Then we discuss.
Having said that, I think Ms. Maharaj is the best out of the candidates we've got in front of us, and I motivate on the basis of political impartiality, knowledge of the legal requirements, and also experience working at least at the board level with various state institutions. Thank you, Chair.
Honorable Komani.
Thank you, Chair. Chair, I want to ask to note that we had a number of candidates, some of whom had little knowledge. But we need to make, we need to have creme de la creme out of them. And I just want to note that some of them were seen to be political, However, their political affiliation to me did not play the most role. However, the knowledge, the understanding and everything that was placed to them was one of the factors that would draw someone to be tempted to come with this name that I came up with, which is Ntate Madoda Fikeni, because it is very difficult for me to identify someone closer to his presentation, closer to how he presented himself in terms of the knowledge of the sector, in terms of how he would assist the sector, how he would bring up solutions to challenges, particularly how he would deal with the irregularities within the tenders. Despite the fact that, you know, where I'm seated, I want to do away with the tenders. But I saw what he said to us being somewhere, I'm intimidated by the
you are protected. You are protected, honorable. Don't look at the head, please.
Yeah, I'm saying, despite the fact that I would not want to hear anything about the tenders, but what he said in relation to dealing with the irregularities in the tender, to me, not being partisan or otherwise, I think it is a step in the right direction. So equally, Che, the fact that that Efigeni is current duties, they are too much linked to the sector that we're speaking to. So it is very difficult for one really to just, much as I do not want to raise his name, but I don't have any other reason not to mention his name, because he was the cream de la cream of that interview. Thank you very much.
Honorable Sibizi.
Thank you, Chairperson, and greetings to members. Chairperson, we interviewed almost 19 candidates. I mean, it was unfortunate that out of the 19 candidates, in real fact, we are only looking for one candidate who will fill up the position. But now, what if all has been said and done, and if you want what is the best for the country, when the guy, you were sitting there for the first time, I think he was candidate number one, if I'm not mistaken, Dr. Soma Dr. Figueroa. So I'm putting my head on a block to be chopped. That was the best guy. Unfortunately, Dr. Schreiber was not there on the first day when we were interviewing this guy. I mean, he takes us through. He knows what he was saying. He knows about the PSC. He knows about all those irregularities and everything, and he has a solution. If what he has said on that day is what he's going to implement, I see that the PSC will be going forward. And for me, I only have one candidate because I don't want to waste your time. I won't come for the second round. So definitely, I won't waste your time. I'm going for someone to talk again. Thank you. No, whatever.
Is there any member that has not spoken that want to speak or is covered fine? I'm a member of this. But if I want to chair this meeting objectively, I mustn't show any indication of candidates. I must allow the committee members to do
right,
that.
Right,
yeah.
Right. You are very disciplined.
Yes, because if I do that as a chairperson, then I will be addressing this committee to my idea or to my choice. I will live by the decision of the majority on this one. For that reason, I think we mustn't I saw Honorable Komani wanting to speak. Can I allow you to speak? And that I have concluded what I wanted to say to the committee.
Yes, I just forgot to raise one point. That we don't, as females in this committee, we don't overlook members. So we had high hopes for the females. What we wanted to see, who we wanted to see emerge in this committee was a female. Unfortunately, we couldn't just place a person for the sake of satisfying our instincts. I just wanted to say that for the record, that we don't be seen as if we don't have passion for the females. We do have. It's unfortunate. It's very unfortunate that the females did not present themselves as we had hoped for them. Thank you very much.
Dr. Schreiber, then Honorable Sromo. Yeah.
Thanks, Chair. I assume we're into discussion now, if that's correct. So I would like to raise the obvious point, which I'm sure the members of the committee are also aware of and consider when discussing Mr. Pikeni. I was fortunate enough to get the feedback from Honorable Clark, who was here on the day. Surely the number one concern we can all agree is the fact that this is a person who is a very well-known political analyst. This is someone who makes a living, up to now, from commenting and from critiquing and from pushing and sharing certain political views that have been expressed about all of the political parties in this room. This is not limited to one party or to one faction or whatever you want to say. So I think in moving forward, we have quite an extraordinary situation then. I'm not aware if we've ever had a political analyst appointed to quite a senior position in the public administration, but that is the one thing that we are then dealing with. And the question is, if someone is so strongly guided by political views and narratives, when there are cases that the Public Service Commission must investigate, can we trust that such a person brings an unbiased mind and the kind of impartiality, independence that the law talks about? Or is this someone who will be viewing investigations, corruption allegations, all the kinds of serious things that the PSC deals with, through a particular political lens or narrative? And I think while I'm not aware whether Mr. Pikeni is a member of any political party, I don't know, but it is a novel situation where we have someone with very strong political leanings, views, whatever you want to call it, now being put into a position of power in making judgments over the public service. And I personally, and I think Honorable Clark as well, we are uncomfortable with the idea of giving that much power to someone who has not proven himself to be politically independent, politically, working with the kind of necessary impartiality that this job would require. I also would just like to briefly note that the candidate does not appear to have any kind of legal training or experience. Now, I understand that the committee is free to make its own mind up about whether that is a disqualifying factor or not. For me, though, I think, as I mentioned with the first candidate, it is absolutely critical to understand the ins and outs of the legal framework, or at the very least, to have many, many years of experience in the public sector with that legal framework, both of which I believe this candidate lacks. So, Chair, if I can summarize why I would like to oppose this, it is a lack of political independence, impartiality, and a lack of experience or knowledge of the legal framework within the state within which the PSC operates. Thank you very much, Chair, and thanks, colleagues.
Thank you.
thank you, Chair. You know what is good is that there's an act that guides. And what is good from where I'm sitting is that, legally speaking, in terms of the act, we are still within the confines of that act. That's one, Chair. Two, Chair, what is good is that even with the previous appointment within this term, we set up and we agreed on the advent that was in line with the Public Service Act chapter 10 of the Constitution, but also we even unpack the fit and proper. But also we even, based on our experience, at least now with the 6th term, we are in the 2nd year, based on the challenges that we have been overwhelmed that faces government and issues that need to be resolved or tackled, and the role of the Public Service Commission is to do an oversight as an independent body outside the politician. So they then, it was delivered that the Public Service Commission in Chapter 10 report to this committee, to Parliament through this committee, precisely that, because this committee oversight all departments and its entities. By the way, what he even spoke about is to say the Public Service Commission also must go to the face of the SOEs and all that. None of the candidates spoke about that. But also, but the other point is that I'm waiting for the day in my lifetime where there will be somebody who will be interviewed by Parliament at any given time, not this committee, who say that they don't vote. Which means they vote for a certain political party, which is none of our business. So that one for me, it's more subjective. The issue of the political independence and all that. And ideologically as well. And I'm saying I want to go to that space so that I don't deal with the individuals, because other candidates were not discussing them. But also the other point here is that in relation to the issue of female, by the way, I respected my right, honorable, the immediate right here. I had 3 names, and as if honorable commander knew that I had other names, but she helped me to say, let's focus to one so that we don't find ourselves torn apart. The other rationale that informs us for this guest candidate, by the way, honorable chair, in terms of the 5 national commissioner, those are the other issues, honorable Schreiber, through you, chapter 3, that we must take home to look at the demographics and the gender parity of the 5 commissioners that we've got, our state in terms of appointing them. That moving forward, then we must say it upfront that we're looking for a female on this one, deliberately, but we will be compared if there's no better performing female, then we'll opt for a male, because we're looking for a commissioner. So those are the other things that we didn't look at. But we're very sensitive that even the country through the president, the appointment that recently has been made in the parliament are serious. And obviously, we were at pains when we were then reflecting to the candidate in these 2 weeks that we had a break, to say, one is that the legal part of it, let me talk to that. The only thing that the other 2 females made me, because I'm not going to deal with one candidate, made me not to make them one, number one. The other one, she's highly educated, very, but the interpersonal teamwork, she lacks. It's a more of an arrogant nature. Then you need someone who will also be influencing and make suggestions without talking on top of the people. So that's the other thing. But the other thing also, which I like, is that we want a candidate, even when we interview a politician, not to be seen and present himself or herself respecting the authority. We want someone who will tell you whether we are drinking coffee last year, but today if we are wrong, we are wrong. And having observed the preferred candidate that it seems like we are going to agree on, is that even when he critiques in all the political analysis, he has never been so bitter to the ruling party. Even issues of service delivery protest, because I went to my things also, to say what was his comment. But also in terms of the issue of managing the public sector, in terms of one symposium that he attended, he was one of the speakers, he spoke to those things. And we want someone who is going to be harsh on us, but saying however these are other things. And mind you, we are very much aware also that we need a person who will have a capacity, a little bit of a capacity, of course, assisted with the administration, of investigating. And he does that, the way he presented himself. Also the international exposure that he has, not just visiting, but also being engaged at international platform. I felt that side. So coming back to the most preferred one by my immediate left, is that the only unfortunate part I made her my third one. It's because she seems like she's not confident to speak to the power. And we want somebody to be able to do that. And unfortunately, she needs just to strengthen that. But also the experience from where, which is more personal, I'm closing with this point, which I always even say to my colleagues, that you can have 20 years of experience or 48 years of experience, that doesn't advance. Sometimes we get bogged down about the experience, we don't want the new ideas because we want to be comfortable in the status quo, which also we complain about that status quo, that we are not comfortable, we want somebody to save us, but we don't want to save ourselves. So I think this is an opportunity to save ourselves, so that also we can even make use of him on other spaces that we find ourselves banking with. The other one, the very last one, Chair, is that we want somebody who will assist us to make sure that lesser departments go before COPA. I don't have a personal issue with COPA, but it also says a lot about this committee in particular, in terms of dealing with the officer. The way he presents himself, he gave us hope, and of course, the pace is in the eating of the pudding. Thank you, Chair.
Thank you. Honorable members, I don't know if I will be wrong to say the majority of you agree with the name of Dr. Nke, and we have a position for one person. Is it not fair to close at that and then take that to the portfolio committee? I see, Dr. Honorable Smith.
Thank you, Chairperson. If we were voting, I was going to say I close innovation.
Yes, Chair, I'm just checking if, so we've decided to just go with the one candidate. Is that the majority view? Then that just needs to be made a formal decision of the committee.
Yes, that's the assessment I have, and then Honorable Smithy has confirmed my understanding of the popular view of the members of the committee being Dr. Soma Dr. Fike. Honorable Coman?
Chair, maybe what I'm going to say would maybe relief Honorable Sawyer, but to say it was not only limited to one. But we were testing as to whether we would agree in one name. If the House still feels so that the other name will still emerge, it's okay. But by virtue of our deliberations and in terms of our best performed, we have seen that the certain candidate has got higher numbers. He's not the only one that we had. We had four or five. Mm-hmm. But on top of our list, he was that one. If the first speaker didn't speak of him, I would speak of him later. Would equally remember when we made our nominations to when we shortlisted, that the Fikeni came top of them, but we did not preempt that he would as well be the best in terms of the interviews. But when we look back, well, in terms of our numbers, he got six. He was the first one to be nominated to be shortlisted. Thank you very much.
Thank you, honourable members. I think let's go with that name then, because that is the majority view of this meeting, and then close it at that. Then we'll take it to the committee.
You will just record that there was only one lonesome opposing member, and that is myself.
You will
just record that.
It will be recorded.
Okay,
then because you did put it on record.
Okay, that is fine.
Yeah. You did, Dr. Schreiber, you did put it on record. Honorable Kiri. Honorable Kiri, I see your hand up.
Yeah, thanks, Honorable Kiri. I think it's time now for Dr. Schreiber really to
come and join and join.
No, I'm not saying that.
In terms of the decision that we are taking here,
yeah.
Because really now this is what the whole committee is coming up with. We were really avoiding any situation where we are going to get to the vote and everything. So we, everything has been said to convince other members of the subcommittee. But it seems that if Honorable Shriver, we are unable to convince him.
Chair, I'm being bullied. I'm a Democrat, so if there's a majority view, we go with that. But equally, democracy protects the minority view, and so I would like that recorded. Thank you, Chair.
I think, Honourable Members, you have seen the reason why the chairperson didn't want to have a name, because the chairperson would not be able to objectively chair this meeting if he has a particular choice.
Yeah.
So now I'm vindicated, I was right.
For now.
Thank you, Honorable Members. By the way of announcement, the report is... Okay, Honorable Speaker, let me
give you the opportunity before I go.
Yeah. Now, one would like to check after we agreed with the name of Dr. Soma, Dr. Figena, and I see that the ANC is supporting him. Does it mean that he is going to be silent now? He is no longer going to be a politically analyst. So what
will
happen?
What if he keeps writing?
Yes. So
you know, Honorable Sibisi, I did political science as well as behavioral science. And science says all human beings are political beings. It says so.
Not everyone likes about
all human beings are political beings. Why? Why is it said like that? It is because everyone, whether aligned politically or not, expresses choices and views that are political. The case in point, you struggle for food as a baby. What is that? Is that not a political struggle to feed yourself?
Yeah.
Eh? A survivor. Yes, so human beings by nature are political beings. I want to close it at that, Honorable Members, and say the report is ready. The secretary has prepared the report. Then we will be meeting tomorrow in the portfolio committee where the report will be tabled and adopted with the name we have agreed upon. Thank you very much, Honorable Members. The meeting is now stands adjourned.